So I highly doubt the person sitting in their car listening and saying, well, why should I go to this? I highly doubt I'm going to be your problem. I highly doubt that. And I highly doubt this is the first good thing you try to talk yourself out of. So how about you step it up, decide what you want. If you want success, go to this thing. If you want to keep acting like you want success, stay home. But for people who want to change, who want to do something big, who want to live big, who want to change their life, who want to refine, improve, enhance their mindset, who want to positively affect not only their business, but the people around them, the people who want to be unapologetically successful, strong-minded, and driven, come to our thing. You're going to find a lot of people you'll consider family there. Everybody else, that's fine. But just know, I'm not your problem.
Light it up. Let's get started.
That was Dr. Steve Maraboli, who'll be joining us as part of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce 10-year anniversary on April 6th at the USQ campus in Springfield. My name is Tracy Sheen. I'm the founder and creative director behind Unusual Comms and Corporate Podcast Productions. I'm also one of the committee members of the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce in Queensland. We're really excited to be hosting Dr. Steve in Greater Springfield for this exclusive one-day event. We kick the day off with breakfast, where Steve will talk about the champion mindset. And then, for a select group of people, we'll spend the next few hours going down the rabbit hole with Steve before rounding out the day with a Q&A session over lunch. Tickets and all event information can be found at www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. But don't stay on the fence, because all of the tickets are selling really fast. Now, if you haven't caught the other three episodes of this podcast series, then I suggest you stop, go back, find episode one, and start from there. It will give you a really good understanding of who Dr. Steve Maraboli is and what you can expect if you choose to join us on April 6th. Before we jump into the final episode, I wanted to share with you another snippet I found out about Steve on the net. A decorated military veteran with 18 plus years of successful experience as a business consultant, executive leadership coach, and peak performance coach, his thought process identifies gaps and reinforces relevancy for your business. Steve is a recipient of the prestigious United Nations Awards for Philanthropy, having contributed to and created empowerment, education, and humanitarian programs in over 40 countries. In this final part of my chat with Steve, I asked him to share with us the story he tells in one of his books, Unapologetically You. And it's the story of the empty cup. Now, if you're still debating whether or not this day is for you, I think hearing Steve retell this story will give you your answer.
Empty Your Cup is a story that has been told for so long. I mean, it's a story that's traditionally a Eastern philosophy. The story that I use in the form that I've read most recently was relayed by Bruce Lee. It's obvious that Bruce Lee took this ancient story and adapted it to himself. And Bruce Lee, we can all remember, was this famed martial artist. Famed because he's the one that really took that martial art from its hidden and most occult origins and brought it to the mainstream and put it into movies. Some will argue that it cost him his life. But what no one will argue was that there was no one faster, no one stronger, and he was the first one to incorporate science. He was not only a philosopher, but he would incorporate physiology and physics and an explanation of them into his martial art. Tracy, he was deadly. They had to film his movies. Certain fight scenes, they had to film it in slow motion, so that it would look regular motion. That's how fast this guy was. But he tells a story about long before he reached this international acclaim, So as they do in their culture, he went and sought out the local master, and they did the customary bows, and he said, listen, I would like for you to teach me. I've won a couple of championships, and I want to take this to the next level, and I want to be a master. And the master said, sure, let's have some tea. It was their custom, Tracy, to have tea over an agreement. There were no contracts. They were bowing and tea, and that's what they would do. So on their way to have tea, Bruce is telling them, and I won this, and I know this kick, and I know that kick, and this is how I train, and this is how I beat this guy, and this is how I beat that guy. And every time the master would talk to him, Bruce Lee would interrupt with an experience he had or a story he had to tell and a technique that he knew. So the master starts pouring the tea while Bruce Lee's talking, telling him of all these experiences he's had and this knowledge he has. And Bruce watches this cup be filled with water, slowly filling to the top, finally filling to the brim, and spilling over into the saucer, and then spilling over out of the saucer onto the table. And Bruce Lee's looking at the master like, hey, dude, do you not see that this is overflowing? And finally, Bruce he can't hold it anymore. It's overflowing from the cup and the plate and now onto the table, and it's going to flow off the table. And Bruce says, stop. Don't you see? It's full. Stop. It's full. And the master stops and he puts down the kettle and he said, yes. And you are just like this cup. You are so full of your own ideas and your own experiences, your own beliefs and your own rules. You're so full of them that if I try to put anything else in there, it's just going to overflow. In order for you to learn from me, you must empty your cup. And that is powerful for anyone who's having doubts. And the reason that is, Tracy, that story I used to tell when I was 25 years old. I used to tell it when I was 25 years old because I was 25 and I was walking into boardrooms in some of the biggest Wall Street firms back when I was 25. Most of the people sitting in that room had been working on Wall Street longer than I had been on Earth. So when I walked in, they said, what is this 25-year-old kid going to teach me if I've been working here longer than he's been alive? And that's a valid point, Tracy. So I, knowing that I had tools that can help them, I don't care how long they'd been working there, I had a psychological toolbox that I could help them with that would absolutely make whatever they're doing better. And I would start with that story to tell them, yes, empty your cup. Be open to the idea that I can teach you something. But I will teach you something that will make you better, 100% guaranteed. And I used that story for a long time. And eventually, Tracy, I got enough wrinkles on my face where I didn't have to tell that story anymore. Live your dream, because we're only getting started. Don't give up, broken hearted. Live your dream, because we're only getting started. Don't give up, broken hearted.
What a great story. And don't you just love the concept of needing to empty your cup every now and then? Such a powerful reminder. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. Steve Maraboli. I know I sure did. And I'm looking forward to spending the day with him and a couple of special guests on April 6th. Make sure you've secured your seat, whether you just want to join us for breakfast or whether you're ready to dive down the rabbit hole. You'll find all the information you need at www.greaterspringfieldchamber.com.au. While you're there, jump over to our Facebook page and then follow us on LinkedIn, as we will be sharing all of the info leading up to the event through social media. For now, though, I'll leave you with another of Dr. Steve's musings and look forward to catching you at the event on April 6th. Incredible change happens in your life when you decide to take control of what you do have power over instead of craving control over what you don't. This podcast series was brought to you by the Greater Springfield Chamber of Commerce, edited and produced by Corporate Podcast Production.